Rev it up and welcome to Cars Yeah, show number 2485. Today I'm in California with a lady whose goal in life is to do mentorship and provide resources and educational opportunities that empower girls and women, increase diversity, and support underserved communities. Be prepared to be inspired.
This is Cars Yeah, where you'll enjoy interviews with inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Mark Green is here to provide you with a fuel injection of automotive inspiration. So get in, sit down, buckle up, and get ready for a wild ride here on Cars Yeah.
Hello, inspiring automotive enthusiasts, and welcome to Cars Yeah. Today I'm in one of my favorite places in the world because of the car events in August, Pebble Beach, California, with a very special guest by the name of Genevieve Armendariz. Genevieve, welcome to Cars Yeah. Do you have any gear and are you ready to release the clutch?
I'm ready. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to have some fun today. Now, before we start and learn a lot more about you, and more importantly, the tremendous philanthropic, really, things that you're doing, what's one little thing that maybe people don't know about you, Genevieve?
I'd say that I've flown an airplane, and including with the engine off midair, and that I'm interested in getting my pilot's license.
Whoa, okay. Well, that's very impressive. But I have to ask, with the engine off, I'm hoping that's something you did on purpose.
Yes, it was my first flight up with the instructor, and that's something they do in case the engine stalls in these smaller Cessna planes, which can happen sometimes. They teach you how to sort of use the aerodynamics to glide the plane. So the instructor turned it off midair, showed me how to glide it, and let me do it a little bit, and then turned it back on, and we continued on with the lesson.
You know, I've heard of this. That's got to be a little nerve-wracking, though.
Yes.
It's like you're thinking, okay, this better start up again, right?
Yeah, at that point, the instructor's like God, and it's up to them at that point.
Yeah, you know? Oh my gosh, wow. Well, you are a brave lady, and you listeners will understand just all the wonderful things that Genevieve is into once I give her an introduction. So here we go. Genevieve Armendariz is a woman on a mission to change the world. As the founder and executive director of the Limitless Mentorship and Scholarship Program, she provides resources and educational opportunities to empower girls and women, increase diversity, and support underserved communities. She is also the reigning Miss Monterey County, congratulations, and is competing to be Miss California. As a member of the Carmel Valley Rotary Club and a passionate advocate, Genevieve uses her life experiences as inspiration for the work that she does. She also was inspired greatly by her grandmother, JC, who was an auto mechanic and a welder. Very interesting, especially for that time in the world. Genevieve is pursuing a career in astrophysics, so beauty and brains here go together very nicely, similar to many jobs in the automotive industry, much like her grandmother held as a female mechanic. We'll be back in just a moment to learn a lot more about Genevieve and the wonderful things she's doing. But first, a word from our sponsors. So give them a little love. And we'll be right back. Buckle up. Are you ready to take charge of your financial future? Then let me introduce you to Capitalize Your Finances. It's an online course designed to empower you with the knowledge and tools for mastering your money. This course will help you lay out the ins and outs of budgeting, the importance of emergency funds, investing strategies, and how to plan for a secure retirement. All this presented by financial planner Chris Paniotou. Chris has developed this course to help you effectively navigate your world of finance with confidence. Stop stressing about money and start taking control. Enroll in Capitalize Your Finance online course today and pave your way to financial success. To learn more, go to capitalizepodcast.com/courses, or better yet, go to the Cars Yeah website show notes page for today's show and click on the link under Capitalize Your Finances. You'll be glad you did. Do it today. For several years now, you've heard me talk about Linkage Magazine. I've been a subscriber since the start. Their talented and creative team brings you a spectacular publication and website that shares the automotive passion from a worldwide perspective. Linkage is about driving, restoring, collecting, and firsthand experience at collector car auctions and more. They bring you real-world values plus rational, experienced opinions on the current markets. They cover the automotive world and the people who share our passions. And Linkage Magazine has grown, mailing you 6 issues annually. Join me on this journey with Linkage. They're geared for the automotive life. You can subscribe at linkagemag.com. So Genevieve, this is wonderful, and we have a lot to talk about today. I want to start, though, with a little bit about your background, because you came from, I'll say, challenges growing up there in Salinas. You mentioned that your grandmother was a welder and an auto mechanic, which is very, very rare, especially back in the day. And then we'll get into what you're doing it with the Limitless Mentorship and Scholarship Programs, and of course, Miss Monterey County and Miss California. But can you take us back in history a little bit here with your life, some of the things that you were challenged with, which I assume inspired you to get to where you are today?
Yes, thank you for asking. They did inspire me. So a little bit about my background is I grew up in Salinas, California. I am multiracial. My dad is Mexican and my mom is Caucasian and Japanese. So growing up in my household, I grew up with both tamales and sushi, but not at the same time.
I love them both though. So
yeah, love them both, love them separately. I don't recommend eating them together.
No.
So I grew up in that city, Salinas, California, which is also home to the Laguna Seca Raceway. And it's also a very agricultural center of the world. Cesar Chavez was here. John Steinbeck wrote his books here. But some about my story is that I overcame poverty and homelessness when I was a child and teenager.
Goodness. Wow.
And so that's sort of what my family went through. And a large portion of my family, I'm one of the only people in my family who has had their high school diploma and graduated from high school.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And when I graduate from college, I'll be the first person in my family to get a college degree. Yeah, I say those things because when I was in high school, Forbes released an article saying that Salinas is the second least educated city in all of the United States. Because I think it's very important for people to know, especially all the automotive enthusiasts who come to Car Week. You know, it's such a beautiful area here. It's so community oriented. But I also think it's important to know about the issues that we're facing here, that when people come visit areas, they're aware of those issues and know that they can do something to contribute to improving them. Like when people go to the Car Week events here, some people might not know that millions and millions of dollars every single year is raised at these car events with exhibitor passes, exhibitor entry fees from the car owners, with ticket sales. When people buy a ticket to certain events, that raises money that goes directly to our communities here in Monterey County and including in my hometown of Salinas, California, to help solve these issues, not just of poverty, homelessness, lack of education, but also of lack of resources and educational opportunities as well. And so that's what I do with my nonprofit organization, which is kind of leading me into that. I started that based off of my experiences because I never took a public speaking class in high school or college. And now I talk about my life, what I went through, the challenges I overcame. And when people hear me talk about it, they don't really expect that I went through that homelessness, poverty. And that's kind of a testament to show that just because someone looks a certain way or speaks or acts a certain way doesn't mean that they haven't been through hardships throughout their life. And to that point, there are so many girls and women and so many people, regardless of their gender, today in 2024, who are still going through issues and need our help and support in some way.
You know, this is a fascinating story to me. And number one, congratulations from where you came to where you've gotten, because I've been going to Pebble Beach and the Monterey Historics. I've raced there. That's where I got my racing license, going there for over 30 years. And when you're there and when you're part of it, and I've had many people from those organizations and the other car events that happened during Car Week on the show, and the millions of dollars they raised, let's pick Pebble Beach Concours, that they raised to help young people in that area is so important and such a big part of it. And when you go out to the racetrack, you see a lot of young people that are working, helping traffic. They do things at the track. And I know where they come from and the fact that they're allowed to come in and be exposed to this and be a part of it and help. And that in a way can help them move forward in their life to maybe a field in the automotive sector that they love. But the fact that you've taken what was an incredibly challenging childhood and come so far, and not only just to help yourself, but more importantly, I have to ask, where did you get this inspiration to help others, this mentorship, this philanthropy, this concept that, you know, I don't have to be the only one here. There can be other people around me, my peers, my friends, that can do this too. Where did that come from?
Well, where it came from was probably a mixture of my parents. Like, my mom is a very amazing woman. She's very philanthropic all throughout my life. So I always saw that behavior modeled for me to help out. Like, my mom's the type of person who always goes above and out of her way to make someone else's life better. But I'd also say that there's something I try to keep in mind, and that's not to have a scarcity mindset, but to have an abundance mindset. Mm. Yeah, there's always enough opportunities to go around, enough for everyone. There's enough space, enough time, enough work in the world, you know, enough limelight, enough shine. So just living in that abundance mindset, knowing that there's always more out there and there's an abundance of opportunity out there in the world to get and help other people reach their opportunities and their fullest potential as well.
Well, you're very fortunate to have parents like that, and no doubt they went through a lot of hardship as well, but the fact that they have this, and I noticed something with you when we were communicating before we got on the phone today for the last couple of weeks. Your emails always end with the salutation with gratitude.
Yes.
And I noticed that because I've learned over time that when you feel like you don't have what you want in life, whether it's very desperate times like being homeless, poverty that you went through, or even people that seem to have it all and still wish they had more, if they just stopped and had gratitude, that changes your whole perspective, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Did that come from your parents as well, that learned that we need to have gratitude for everything that we have in life?
Well, when I was between like 16 to 19 years old, I was very into personal growth, self-development. So I read a lot of books, watched interviews of successful people. And that's sort of where I learned that gratitude is like one of the most important things that we could do or practice in our lives and all the benefits of it. So I sort of learned that from the whole personal development world.
Okay. Now, this is very timely because on these Instagram feeds that we all scroll through and waste too much time, at least I do, I saw something very interesting because you run across products that you would never find. And this was a company that is creating a tag for a car, like you see any kind of a car and they have the name of the car on the back. It's in chrome and it's shiny. Mm-hmm. And this one, they're selling one that says grateful.
Oh.
And I thought of you because I went, I've got to send her a link to this because this is something you probably should have on the back of your car because it's so much a part of your life. So I will do that for you. I thought it was quite interesting. You're also a very intelligent, bright young woman, and you're studying astrophysics. Now, I have been married for almost 40 years to a very intelligent woman. We met in college. She was on the smart side of school. She studied engineering and became a civil engineer. I was on the creative side of school, maybe not so smart as that side. But my mom always said, marry a woman who's smarter than you. She will keep you on your toes. And you know what? That's a good thing to do. I want to learn a little bit more about astrophysics. What do you want to do with this in your life?
Yeah, I would love to not only perform scientific research and help us maybe one day find a new planet that we could live on, because that is something that we'll need to worry about one day as humans, you know, where can we go to after Earth, especially with climate change, with overpopulation being an issue that we could face, and also an asteroid can hit us at any day.
Uh-oh.
And that's, yeah. So sorry to say those scary things. I don't mean to scare anyone, this won't happen in our lifetimes, but it is something that we need to think about for the future generations. What planet are we leaving them? What opportunities are we leaving them? And how are we going to improve the world even further? And that's actually why I flew an airplane, because I used to want to be an astronaut. And I don't know if everyone listening knows, but there's basically three ways to be an astronaut. You could be a pilot to fly the spaceship. You could be a scientist to do the research on the spaceship, or you could be an engineer, you know, to fix the parts on it. I love taking leadership roles. So I started studying all three, with astrophysics being my main passion and what I would like to do with that. And that's what I'm focusing on now. I'm not interested in being an astronaut anymore, just an astrophysicist. And with that work, I would love to work at a research lab, perform research, and also be a scientific communicator where I'm able to talk with the community in almost layman's terms and connect, you know, the world and everyone and let them know what's going on in space and how it relates to us.
Wow, very impressive. Well, this is something that led to you starting a nonprofit organization and scholarship fund. I mentioned it in the introduction, the Limitless Mentorship and Scholarship Program that supports women and girls. Could you tell us more about what this is all about and what you're doing? And by the way, your website, I'll put a link to it, is really spectacular. It's very inspiring.
Thank you so much. I did design my website myself, I'll say that.
I figured that was where that came from.
Yeah, a little girly touch to it, but also strong,
it's very nice. Touch. Very nice.
Thank you. And my organization, it stemmed from, like I was saying earlier, my experiences in life, knowing that I needed resources, I needed mentorship, I needed support, but my family never reached out to organizations, you know, to see what resources were available. So I didn't grow up with those sort of resources that I could have used. And so now what I do is a whole boatload of things, basically. Let's see, how much time do you have?
Go for it.
All right. So we start off with basic needs. I give away things like groceries. I host free luncheons so that women and girls in underserved communities in California have the opportunity to go to a luncheon, which is more of a fancy environment that some people during Car Week might go to these sort of luncheons or fundraisers, but most people under a certain poverty level might not ever have the opportunity. So I create those spaces. I'm partnered with Rotary District 5230, which has 64 Rotary clubs in the state of California. And what we do is we host women empowerment resource fairs where we give away, last year, for example, we gave away over 50,000 resource items, including diapers for moms, baby wipe. I also have a teen mom program in Greenfield, California, which is a more rural city that doesn't have access to many resources. So I support them there. I also host free self-defense classes for women to learn how to protect themselves. Almost everything I do is open to women and girls of all ages and backgrounds, whether it's a new mom who's pregnant with her first child, to a newborn baby girl, to a college age girl, to an elderly woman, and everywhere in between, all women and girls are supported in my organization. And so we also we're hosting free CPR training. I give away school supplies, backpacks, clothes for women to wear to work or job interviews, prom dresses and shoes. We offered free headshot photos for resumes and other items like that, resources. We provide free workshops and educational opportunities so that girls and women can learn how to write a resume or prepare for a job interview or learn about how to take care of their mental health or physical health. And so that's one part of the my nonprofit, the Limitless Mentorship and Scholarship Program, is to provide these physical resources and experiences. But on the other side of it, I have a scholarship fund. And that scholarship fund is developed specifically for girls and young women who are interested in pursuing a career in a male-dominated industry, like the automotive world or other STEM industries. So with that scholarship, it's awarded to girls who come from low-income families. There's no GPA requirement or no minimum GPA because I specifically designed it that way, trying to take into account everything that students go through nowadays, everything that I went through. You know, I have siblings who, or a sibling who has a learning disability. And so growing up, school wasn't very easy for them. So I know that not everyone has the opportunity to get straight A's in school. And here in Salinas, there are young people who work in the fields with their families to make money, you know, for rent. They might not have that much energy to finish their homework if they're going to school, then working after, then they might fall behind in classes and not graduate with a high GPA.
It's just tremendous. I mean, what you're doing is just absolutely incredible and wonderful. I would assume there's a place on your website that people that would like to and have the means to be able to help, say from a monetary standpoint or any type of thing, can go and learn more?
Yeah, definitely. There's a donate button. There's also an apply button if you know any girls or young women who would like to apply for the scholarship. And there's also contact buttons and information.
The website is womenarelimitless.org. And I'll put a link to that on the show notes page for Genevieve here, but it's very easy to find. I encourage any of you out there with the means and wishes to help. This is a really, really important way to help people. And for many of us who grew up in a different environment that had more opportunities and more resources, it's hard to understand that this is still going on today. There's still young people and older people that are facing these challenges. And especially when you go to an area like Pebble Beach, Monterey, Carmel, and you think, wow, this is La La Land. Everything's perfect here. A lot of people working very hard, very challenging situations that could use your help. So I think it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing. Also, now I have to mention you are Miss Monterey County. Congratulations for that. And also working on being a Miss California. What is the reason for going into this area? I would assume it provides you a platform, a very vocal and visual platform to let people know what you're doing. Is that your main goal with these two organizations?
Yeah, I would say so. And even further so, the reason I'm going for Miss California is because if you think about it, it's really the only opportunity that girls and women my age have to have a platform, to be a positive role model, to speak about issues that we're passionate about and are important to us, and to serve our communities in ways that we can help improve and impact the world. And you look around nowadays, there's celebrities, there's social media influencers, people use filters, Photoshop, and you know, so many things are going wild nowadays. Yeah. Plastic surgery and women's standards being pushed onto us. And really, the Miss America platform is the only platform that I could think of where I, as a young woman my age, have an opportunity to have my voice heard on this level, but not just have my voice heard, have the initiatives that I'm doing actually be enacted and actually make positive change in our world.
Yeah, you're already well on your way, Genevieve. So congratulations to that. I know that you also do a lot of local things. Now, back on March 9th, you co-hosted the Peninsula Cars and Coffee, which is cool. Very popular across the country as a fundraiser. How did that go?
Amazing. We had over 100, well, we had 125 cars. Mm-hmm. That was spectacular. We raised so much money to be able to send more girls and young women to college or trade school who wouldn't be able to afford it without our support. So I'm so grateful not only to all the Peninsula Cars and Coffee guys who run the group, but to everyone who showed up and showed out and really showed what it looks like to be a part of the automotive community or any community and come together to support and unite people for a certain cause.
You know, I want to pause for just a second here and remind listeners that if what I've learned after interviewing really over 2,500 people now is we are our best when we help others. Genevieve, you figured that out. You talked about how your grandmother, your parents taught you that growing up. But what you're a great example, and I want everybody listening today to think about this. You can help your community. And I always say start with your community, because to start bigger than that is almost too much sometimes. Start with your community and what Genevieve just talked about, hosting a Cars and Coffee and doing a fundraiser for these causes is not that hard. And you can make an influence. And the fact that you did that, Genevieve, was something that a little car show, right, is really tremendous. And the lessons you're teaching us today, that there are ways to help others in what you might think is very small, but it can affect somebody's life in a really big way, right?
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, I would advise everyone, don't think small, don't play small or act small. But if you want to get something done, it's okay to start small.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite quotes is the fastest way to move a mountain is to start by picking up small stones. So just start where you are, start with what you can, and you could do something really great.
You really can. We mentioned at the beginning, your grandmother, was she maybe one of the most influential inspirations, mentors in your life? Or was it your parents or all the above?
All the above. I will say my grandma definitely taught me quite a few lessons without even having to verbally say them. Like by her being an auto mechanic and a welder, she went back to school. She, you know, didn't listen to people who were naysayers. She completed her studies and she was a student of the month in her automotive program. And she was the only girl in her welding class. And she even went through a few hardships when she was trying to be hired as a mechanic. They wouldn't hire her.
Sure.
So she had to start out as a welder, which she didn't want to do, but she did. And then moved her way up to be a mechanic and eventually was a mechanic for the city of Salinas. And so I'd say that my grandma definitely showed me what it is like to be a strong woman or a strong person and to not let anyone cloud your own judgment or intentions for yourself and to go after what you want and not let anything hold you back. No matter if the world tells you that because of your gender, you shouldn't do something or your socioeconomic status, you shouldn't do something. don't let anyone hold you back, because only you know what you're capable of. And I would say that everyone also deserves a life that they love to live. And so go after your dreams.
Absolutely.
And that's definitely what she showed me with her, just how she is.
Bravo, JC.
Yeah, and I did live with her for most of my life.
Wow. Great.
All of my life.
Challenges. You're somebody that has been through great challenges. And the fact that you've overcome those obstacles and have gotten to where you are and to where you're going is really, really spectacular to me. What would you say is one of the biggest challenges you overcame? And more importantly, what was the lesson that taught you?
I think the biggest challenge was just growing up in the circumstances I grew up in. In Salinas as well, there were more gang issues and more violence issues back then. So that was also into play. And I would say what I learned from it was to be resourceful, first off. I probably wouldn't be doing the things I would in the ways that I'm doing now if I didn't learn to be resourceful. Like I mentioned, I designed my own websites. I've designed a website for a county organization. I didn't study it or anything. I get up, get boots on the ground. I do the fundraising for my organization. I plan the events, the budgeting, the connections, the networking. I create the flyers, the documentation, do outreach at schools, different programs, media, and sort of every hat you can wear in a nonprofit organization or running a business, I wear all of them. And I think that without my experiences growing up in harder times, that I wouldn't have had this sort of fire inside of myself that could never be extinguished, that keeps me going, keeps me self-motivated to keep doing the things. And also something that I learned is that growing up in those circumstances, or I'm sure in many other circumstances as well, sometimes I felt that I didn't belong, like I wasn't. And even now I might feel I'm not doing things right. I'm not sending an email right. I'm not having a business call right, because I wasn't exposed to all of these areas of life growing up. So I would say just keep going and knowing that even if you don't know how to do something, that your unique experiences can help you do something really special in the world. And believe in yourself.
Wow. You are one special person. I would like to talk a little bit more about you and the car world, because you had some history with your grandmother working in the car world, and you live in one of the car centers for August of every year and other parts of the year. There's wonderful cars in the area that you live in. Is there one special vehicle story in your life you could share?
Last year I had a very cool experience that I didn't expect, and it sort of merged worlds for me. So last year I got to be in the parade for the Carmel Valley. Santa Claus flew into Carmel Valley and I was
nice.
Yeah. And I'm Miss Monterey County. So the Carmel Valley Rotary Club asked me to be in the parade, and they said that they had spoke with someone they know who's a doctor who has a classic car. And I like classic cars because I also like vintage fashion. So that's something I'm interested in. And so, I thought that was very interesting. And they mentioned it was a Thunderbird. I was like, oh, okay. This is very, very interesting because Marilyn Monroe had a Thunderbird and I like pinup girls and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is nice. And then I showed up. It's a 1962 Thunderbird, red, very beautiful. I showed up in a red gown because for the Miss America organization, we're partnered with the American Heart Association.
Oh, perfect. And,
yeah. And the reason for that is because they have an initiative called Go Red for Women, which promotes women's health and to help mitigate the effects of heart disease in women, because unfortunately, heart disease is a number one cause of death for women in America. Part of what I do is I help sort of put initiatives in to promote that heart health. And so long story short, when I got into the vehicle, I met the gentleman, his name is Dr. Richard Gray, who was driving his Thunderbird, and his friend Max was in the passenger seat. They were very kind, got me a bolster to sit on as we're in the parade. And as I get in the car, it's just us three and it's my first time meeting them. So we're going down this long parade route and we just have time to talk. And so we're talking, whatever. And towards the beginning of the talk, I don't know how exactly it goes into this, but I think I might have mentioned something about what I do or something. I mentioned the Velocity Invitational. They had it in Monterey. So I started talking about that. And then the two drivers mentioned that they raced at Velocity Invitational.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they own a bunch of cars and things like that. And then I tell them about what I'm doing with as Miss Monterey County, going for the job of Miss California, and why I'm wearing the red dress to promote the American Heart Association's initiative for women. And then I find out that the person driving the car is his name is Dr. Richard Gray, like I said, and he's the leading cardiologist.
Oh my gosh, that's fortuitous, isn't it?
Yeah, he has his own wing at CHOMP, which is the Community Hospital of Monterey Peninsula here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But what's really interesting is as I was telling him why I'm wearing the red dress, to not only with his red car, but these initiatives for heart health and everything I'm doing, he then reveals to me, like at the end of the parade route, that he's the one who started the Go Red for Women national movement.
Wow.
And then that led to me becoming friends with he and his wife. And his wife introduced me to Lynn, gave me her business card. So I'm going to ask Lynn if she will be a member of my nonprofit and help decide the winners of the scholarship that I'm raising money for right now. So it just showed that it's a small world, that it's very interesting how I just mentioned like two things, Velocity Invitational, that I went there. I liked it because I mentioned that was like my favorite car event I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And then the American Heart Association stuff and my Miss California stuff. And it's very interesting.
And that Lynn you mentioned is Lynn St. James, a past guest here on Cars Yeah. Well, this is a really nice way to show how getting involved in the competition you were involved with and won, and then what you're going into for Miss California, how this ties back. And it's a great lesson for anybody listening to just get out there, do things, talk to people, because you never know who you're going to run into. So yeah, that was like all the stars aligning for you there. That is absolutely tremendous. So I'm going to be a bit of a car psychologist today. I have a little fun here, crawl into your mind a little bit. If you were manifest, reincarnated as a vehicle, what would you be and why?
This one, I feel like, is one of those questions that, you know, ask my friends or something. Because of course, I want to say my favorite car, but...
Yeah, it's going to go that way.
Yeah. I would say maybe a Ferrari or a Porsche. I'd say probably because I'm a passionate person. I also talk kind of fast sometimes and this slow things down, but I'm also short. So okay. Probably a Ferrari.
Okay. There you go. I love it. Very, very cool. Well, I also ask people about giving back, but we've already covered all of that in this talk. You have found numerous ways to give back to so many people, and that's what one of the many things that makes you so special. So let's talk a little bit about a great book. You are a very educated person. You talked about when you were a teen, reading as many books as you can. I mean, that is one of the keys to success. That's why my wife is so smart. She devours books, still does to this day. Is there a great book you could share with us?
Yeah, I would say Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff. I would suggest everyone read that, or even just a synopsis of it, because self-compassion is the number one proven way to live a happier life and the number one self-care and mental health tip, even above gratitude practicing. So I would recommend everyone.
Great book. Yeah, that's not been recommended, which is amazing, because there's a place on the Cars Yeah website called Guest Recommended Books where there's over 3,000 books listed there. And I'm pretty sure this one sounds like a new one. I'll have to get my hands on that. Wonderful. So let's go on the ultimate drive today. I'm a bit of an enabler. I'm going to park any car in the world in your driveway for you to get out there and have some fun with. Go on a drive. But more importantly than the kind of car, which of course I'm interested in, is who would you take with you? Because I'm going to enable you to take anybody, even somebody from the past that's no longer with us. So what does the ultimate drive look like for you, Genevieve?
That's tough when you add in the from the past part.
Yes.
But I'm going to say Zach Brown, the CEO of McLaren, would be who I would go on the drive with.
All right.
We would be driving a McLaren P1, rose. Yeah, let's make it rose gold, preferably. And I'm driving, of course.
All right.
And the reason I would love to go on that drive with Zach Brown specifically is because I had the opportunity to speak with him shortly about the work that I'm doing. And he's actually probably the number one person in the automotive world that I respect because of his philosophies on life. I know that he says that he grew up in a, how he describes it, is a not poor, but not rich household, which you could probably guess what that means. And he also, he doesn't really take into consideration education levels when he hires staff and employees, because he knows that you don't need to be the most educated person or have access to an education to be able to be a brilliant person and a great employee. And those are things that I really respect about him. And what I would want to talk with him about is increasing the number of women and girls and also other minority groups or at-risk youth in the automotive world and see how we could partner together and create a partnership with my organization and with McLaren to get more people in and open the door and hold it open for future generations as well.
So listeners, see what happened there? Genevieve is always thinking about other people, even when I'm enabling her to go on the ultimate drive. It isn't so much about the car she's going to be in. It's about who she's going to be with and how she could work that into what she's doing. Just amazing the way your mind works. And you may know this, Zach Brown is a fellow Cars Yeah alumni. He's been a guest on this show. So now you're part of the Cars Yeah alumni team with Zach. Yeah, he is a tremendous guy, tremendously successful. And I really admire him. I'm so grateful that I got to have him on the show. I ran into him on the lawn at Pebble a few years ago. He invited me into the McLaren booth there to have some drinks and things and talk and introduce me to some people. Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing person. You have taken us on an amazing ride today, Genevieve. I can't thank you enough. I'm so happy that you and I connected. I want to do a big shout out to a mutual friend and a past Cars Yeah guest, Roman Barnes, who introduced me to you. So Roman, thank you very much for that. Before you go today, could you leave us with some parting words of inspiration or wisdom as if you haven't already?
You're so sweet. Yeah. Well, first, I would love to let everyone know that I'm working on something very big right now. Could I tell you about that?
I hope you do. Yes.
Great. Yeah, I didn't want to forget to mention it.
Of course. Here.
So I am releasing a Monterey Car Week magazine, and it's now the official Monterey Car Week magazine as I'm the official ambassador of Monterey County.
Wow.
And the reason I'm releasing this is several reasons. One, it's a scholarship fund. So the money that I'm raising through this, one of the reasons I'm doing this is so that we can provide more scholarships through my nonprofit to girls and young women who want to get into these male-dominated industries. And the other reason that I'm doing this is because I'm subscribed to Classic Motorsports magazine. I'm a member of the Haggerty Driving Club, and I get their magazine, especially Classic Motorsports. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that in there's no last year and a few previous years and the year before, there was not a single entity out there in print or online that listed every Car Week event correctly or even included all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I'm doing this to fill the gap I'm going to talk a little bit about my grandmother's story in this. So if you see me during Car Week, you might say hi to me with my sash on.
Yeah.
And you get a free magazine from me. I'll be handing out over 1,000 of them for free to the public.
Wow. Now, is there a place where people can go online, and will there be a way for people to subscribe or get this online as well?
I am going to design a website, but it might be mostly in print with just a few pages online. It might just be a print thing. However, I would like to say that if anyone out there would like to be a sponsor of this magazine, have an ad in it, I will be the person giving these out. And I have a lot of experience being a brand ambassador and running organizations and being a face of them. So not only will I be handing them out personally to people, but I'll also be telling them why it's for. And I would love anyone's support if you want to take out an ad or work with me on this. We also have some little exhibit, some little write-ups you can do. And just contact me on my website, womenarelimitless.org. My email is info@womenarelimitless.org. And I would love to raise as much money through sponsorships. So whether you're a car company, whether you're a detailing company or an auto rally and you want to promote your event or your company or what you're doing, or if you want to be a part of the magazine, maybe have a story published about you or someone you know, maybe about a woman in the automotive world that you want to highlight, I would love for you to contact me and for us to collaborate on this and make this really special and show people what we can do when community comes together.
There you go, listeners. Here's an opportunity for you. I'll put links to these, but again, easy to find, womenarelimitless.org. And I'll put Genevieve's email as well, info@womenarelimitless.org. Sounds like a very, very cool thing. Your brain is on hyperdrive all the time. Definitely turbocharged. Genevieve, this has been a wonderful talk. I can't thank you enough. And for what you're doing for your community is an incredible incredible representation of what all of us should be thinking about for our communities, because that's where it starts. Start in your community. Start small. That's how you move a mountain, according to Genevieve. One pebble at a time. Thank you for being so generous today with your time and sharing what you're doing with us. Until you and I talk again, Genevieve, I hope to see you down the road.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you too.
You're welcome. If you're listening to this program, there's a pretty good chance you believe what I believe, that the collector vehicles we love are more than just a means of getting from one place to the other. They're a part of our culture, our identity, and as a people, they bring us together at vintage races, classic car auctions, and thousand-mile rallies. That's why I support the RPM Foundation, which exists to ensure that the critical skills necessary to preserve and restore these important vehicles aren't lost to time. RPM stands for Restoration, Preservation, and Mentorship, and their goal is to inspire the next generation of vehicle restoration professionals through its outreach programs, and they include Shop Hop, Off to the Races, the RPM Future Class, and many others. These programs engage talented young people across the country and connect them with mentors and a variety of opportunities in the industry. For more information on how the RPM Foundation is driving the future of collector vehicles skill trade, visit rpm.foundation today.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's ride here at Cars Yeah. Drive on over to carsyeah.com to find show notes and inspiring automotive fun. Download your free copy of Filler Up, a fun book filled with gorgeous photographs of fuel filler fun, including quotes from more inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Download your copy today, and we'll see you next time on Cars Yeah! Yeah.